Hey, didn't see you walk in. He wants to see me? Okay. Think it'll be another sexist rant? That's what my money's on. Yeah, that was right on the money. That pig Stevens thinks he can tell all the girls what to wear and it will be perfectly fine. Oh yeah, he was telling me how slacks are unprofessional for a young lady of the workforce. He even made me watch this weird short video talking about how women should wear skirts. How long? I don't know, maybe 20 minutes. I kind of zoned out during it. 5 hours? That can't be right. Well, damn, it's already 4, you're right. Alright, Fred, I'll see you tomorrow. I've got to stay late to get this done. Okay. Hey. What with that? Why is another computer in here? Shared cubicles? What is Stevens trying to pull here? Whatever. Did you know that every girl in the office has had to stay late this week because of that skirt lecture from him? Yeah, Emily too, apparently. She had to watch it last Friday, and it looks like she took it to heart. I haven't seen her in pants all week. I mean, you don't think pants look unprofessional, do you? Oh, well, still, I'm not wearing skirts just because Stevens, the sexist, made a request. I mean, if I do, it'll be because I feel like it. Sorry, I keep talking your ear off. And you're just trying to work. Oh wow, it's already 5. Today flew by. Alright, I'll see you tomorrow. One more time. You don't think pants look bad, right? Just unprofessional, right? Oh, yeah, you got a point. Well, I'm gonna go grab some water and then head out. Bye. I saw that. He looked at my legs. Well, what do you think? It's not too short, right? I mean, it goes to the knee, so it can't be that bad. I've got to say, I'm sold on skirts. I really don't know why I was so against them. I had a long conversation with Jenny from Legal, and she made a great case for them. I just wish Stevens didn't butt in on the conversation. He made us watch another video about workplace etiquette, and we must have fallen asleep because neither of us remembered a thing. The weird part is, I didn't get home until 11. Anyway, I think I'm going to replace a lot of my pants for skirts. They just feel right. You can stop glancing at my legs now, by the way. We need to work. Seriously, you're distracting me. What do you mean? I'm distracting you? Well, I guess it does make my legs look very sexy, but we're at work. I mean, go jerk off in the restroom or something. Hold on, I got an email from Stevens. Damn, another meeting. Well, I'll be right back. Be ready to actually work when I get back. Hey. Yesterday? Oh, yeah. Turned out to be another 5-hour lecture, it seemed. He had every girl in the department there to watch his dumb video. Strange? What's strange? There's nothing wrong with me checking my makeup now. A professional girl must always look her best. Yeah, me and a couple of the girls went shopping after the lecture. Turns out I wasn't using my feminine charm the way I could. Oh, I mean, I got some low-cut tops and some heels. Guys need something to look at, after all. Well, time to get to work. Did you know that he combined a lot more cubicles? Yeah, all the girls now share a cubicle with one of the guys here. Yeah, Steven said something about workplace productivity. Did you, like, see what Emily was wearing this morning? It was a leather mini skirt. I always knew she was a bit of a slut, but now it's all out. Well, I guess she does look fantastic in it. Do you think I could pull off something like that? Not that I ever would, just curious what it would like. It is, like, so hard to focus on all this work. Stop! That. The staring at my body. I mean, you're just going to distract me and get turned on again. Yep. There it is. I see your erect... boner. It's, like, totally tenting your pants. I doubt you'll get any work done now. Another email from Stevens. Look, I gotta go do this meeting. Please jerk off or something before I get back. I don't need you turning me on. And I guess if this is another 5-hour video, then I'll see you tomorrow. So, what do you think? It's not, like, too much, right? Or should I say, too little? I mean, I don't usually wear skirts this short or tight. I mean, look what happened when I bent over. It's so hot, right? I noticed that in the mirror this morning and ended up a few minutes late from a self-play session. I'm sorry, that was, like, TMI. Oh, poo, I got you turned on again. Well, it was my fault this time. I have an idea. Susie from accounting taught me a little trick for when she gets her cubicle partner hot and bothered. Okay, move my computer closer to yours. I'm gonna freshen up in the ladies' room. Well, here we go. Perfect. Okay, so here's how it works. We both try and do our work, but anytime you get turned, I give you a handy. It means I work slower, but at least you don't. What do you think? Yay! Okay. Alright, I'll just give you a hand job. Oh, well, I sit here and type. This is a great solution, isn't it? Don't you agree? I mean, feeling my hand wrapped around your cock. Your boner is so hard. It's kind of insane. God, this feels good. Yeah, I know you love it. Mm-hmm. See, that wasn't so bad. And I see exactly what they mean about productivity. Why am I licking it off my fingers? Well, because I don't have anything to wipe them off on, silly. Plus, it tastes good. Well, get back to work. Ooh, another meeting email. Well, I gotta go do that. If you like get all hard and stuff again, just remember this ass and trick it to this image of me bending over. So, Stevens discussed a new budget cut last night in that meeting. Just so you know. Don't worry. You're fine. I'm not. All the dumb, underperforming girls are like getting their salary cut in half. He said he is even planning on demoting the ones hit. I like can't afford my apartment anymore. I'll even have to sell my car just to make it through the month. This brings me to the hard part. Can I like move in with you? Pay you rent and more handies. No? Blowjobs? Please, I need this job. It's the only job in the world where women can dress like a professional. Like today. See, I got this hot pink cotton mini skirt that shows off the curve of my ass. And these 4-inch boots that are knee high. And this black top that like shows off all my titties. Please. Pretty please. Let me move in with you. Do the dishes? Yeah, I'll do them. And the cooking? Sure. Blowjobs? Yes, of course. Like, thank you so much. Mwah. I see you're already hard. Let me crawl under the desk and take care of that for you. Your cock is already so hard. Having your cock shoved into my mouth. I love having you use me. Oh, this is exactly how it should be. Me hiding under your desk, sucking on your cock. Won't you please come for me? I know it's what you want to do. Let your cock explode inside of my mouth. Thank you so much, Master. I mean, forget I said that. Is it already 2? I've got to go. Stevens has set that to be the time for daily meeting for all the sluts here. Girls. Yeah, all the girls are getting daily meetings now, so we can figure out other ways to raise our productivity. One of the solutions we talked about was each girl focusing on their cubicle master. Partner, sorry. Anyway, I'll be waiting by your car when it's over so you can take me to my new home. Good morning. I, woke up a few hours before you, Master, and decided to make you breakfast. So, Master, I was thinking, since I am making half as much as you, why don't I just use my money to, buy all these sexy clothes that professional girls are supposed to wear during that meeting yesterday? Emily was in a latex mini dress. You could see her nipples poking through, and it, made me super jealous. So, what do you say, Master? Will you let me blow my money on sexy little things? More hot pink? I can do that. Taller boots? I can do that. Tube tops? Of course, Master. All of it. I'll throw away all of my boring clothes right away. Thank you, Master. Thank you for everything.